Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, we've got ourselves a good show today. Yesterday, from Spaceport America, New Mexico took center stage Sunday, or yesterday, when Sir Richard Branson made history with his successful flight from Spaceport America to the edge of space aboard his own passenger rocket ship. Now, I watched this whole thing, and it was pretty interesting because the inside of the airplane looked more like a small private jet. There were seats on each side of the aisle. There was an aisle in the middle. I think there was something like six seats. And all six seats were filled. But it was pretty interesting to watch. Virgin Galactic VSS Unity took off from the spaceport about 8:40 a.m., attached to the underbelly of the company's mothership, VMS Eve, which Branson named after his mother, I think it was. Had Branson, two pilots, and three other crew members strapped in the cabin. About 45 minutes later, the rocket broke away from Eve, fired its motors, and shot into space, reaching about 282,000 feet, or nearly 54 miles up. The Unity accelerated to three times the speed of sound, and I was watching it, and it got up to, I think, Mach 3 at one point, before reaching space, where Branson and the crew, cabin crew, floated in microgravity for about 3 minutes while taking in the spectacular views of the Earth's curvature below. The Unity then gently descended back to Earth, gliding through the skies above the New Mexico desert before landing safely on the spaceport runway at about 9:40 a.m. Soon after, Branson and the other crew members climbed on a stage set up on the tarmac to share his experience with hundreds of invited guests and reporters from across the globe who traveled to the spaceport to observe Virgin Galactic's first fully crewed passenger flight. Branson called it a magical experience. "I've dreamt of this moment since I was a kid," Branson said, "but honestly, nothing can prepare you for it." In a subsequent news conference with local, national, and international reporters, Branson said the flight surpassed his wildest dreams. "It's impossible to describe what it's like going to Mach 3 in 7 or 8 seconds, Branson said. "As you go into space, the views are spectacular. And the experience in microgravity? I unbuckled, and the next thing I'm seeing are three people floating below me," Branson said. "I'll never be able to do it justice. It's indescribably beautiful." Virgin Galactic CEO Michael Colglazier called Sunday's flight a landmark achievement for the company and a historic moment for the emerging commercial space industry. This is a morning we'll remember for the rest of our lives," he told launch attendees. "It's been years in the making," and it has. It's been something like about 17 or 18 years now. Branson also announced a Virgin Space Flight sweepstakes Monday, the winner of which will get a personal tour of Spaceport America led by Branson himself and two tickets to fly to space. "Welcome to the dawn of new space age," Branson said to cheers. "It's been 17 years since Virgin Galactic first agreed in 2005 to establish its first base of operations at Spaceport America, following a commitment by then-Governor Bill Richardson for the state to construct the facility. The spaceport officially opened in 2011 with Virgin Galactic as its anchor tenant. The company, which remains headquartered in the Mojave Air and Spaceport in Southern California, inaugurated its three-story gateway to space operations at the spaceport in summer of 2019, and it flew the mothership Eve to New Mexico in the fall of 2019, followed by the Unity in February of 2020. Sunday's flight was the fourth time the Unity has reached space, following its last launch into suborbit on May 22nd with two pilots and no crew members. the company plans one more test flight later this summer, followed by another flight in the fall that will carry four passengers from the Italian Air Force to conduct experiments in microgravity and provide astronaut training. It plans to begin commercial service for paying customers early next year after a four-month hiatus for upgrades and maintenance on both the Unity and the mothership. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, you know, our tyrant, who attended Sunday's launch, said the 17-year wait was and roughly $250 million that New Mexico spent to build the spaceport were well worth it. "We expect a return, a healthy return," Lujan told reporters. "The sky is no longer the limit." And this is actually one of the things that is really great about right now about New Mexico. Even with the tyrant that we have in office, she actually sees good in this. And for once, she's seeing things the way it really is. And we're welcome you to the show. And we will be right back after this introduction.
We saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to.
Show me where it said that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, "Well, what do you think I should have done?" I said, "I think you should have punched him in the face," and then gotten out of the race. He would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, we are here today. Our call-in number is 646-478-5284. I think it is anyway. Yep, 626-478-5284 if you want to talk on the show. I've got about four different windows open on my computer, so I'm not really watching my studio as much as I normally do, but We've got a fairly good show for you today. I'm going to start off with Liz Wheeler and what she said last week.
So what does this tell us? When we realize the Democrats are peddling delusion and the reality contradicts the Democrats' narrative, what does this tell us? This is just the first step. Once the Democrats ban semi-automatic rifles and forcibly confiscate our guns, tell us that they're buybacks, it won't materially change the firearm homicide rate. We have evidence to prove that. So what will the Democrats do then? Well, they'll demonize another type of weapon. They'll go after handguns next. And now they'll have the precedent to do it if we let the left ban AR-15. They'll say, we already did it with semi-automatic rifles. All the left will have to do is expand the invented definition of assault firearm to include all semi-automatic weapons, not just rifles, and suddenly the only thing you'll be allowed to do is own a musket. Thank goodness for Judge Benitez in California standing up for the Constitution. Thank goodness for pro-Second Amendment advocates never backing down to the radical left, because the facts and the reality are not on the side of the radical left. In fact, there are 9 ways that we could stop gun violence in our country, and the left is not interested. They ignore it completely. Here are 9 ways that we can help stop gun violence. You can abolish gun-free zones. They're literally invitations for killers. Bring your gun. Come on. There's nobody here that's going to be able to defend against what you're doing. Abolish gun-free zones. In schools, arm teachers, if they're qualified and capable and willing. If not, hire armed security guards. Protect the kids. If you see something, say something. There's a case to be made for gun violence restraining orders, too, and I know that's a touchy subject, and I understand why, because they can be abused. But there is a case for gun violence restraining orders when it comes to domestic violence or previous gun infractions. Call out absent fathers. Nothing impacts the crime rate more than the breakdown of the family. If families are intact, then children are less likely to be criminals when they grow up. Call out absent fathers. If you are old enough and responsible enough to create that child, you are old enough and responsible enough to care for that child. Raise your child. Teach them right from wrong. Be a role model. We wouldn't have half of the ills in society that we have if the breakdown of the family had not been celebrated by the left. Study the impact of psychotropic drugs, psychiatric drugs. These black box drugs, if you read them and read the back, and I know this is a controversial opinion, and it shouldn't be, because this is the reality of what the pharmaceutical companies admit on these drugs, that they can have suicidal and homicidal ideation as side effects of these drugs. It's not common, but it's possible. So study the impact of these drugs. Also, encourage concealed carry permits for people who are qualified and willing to do so. Killers don't always have a death wish, and mass shootings can be mitigated. We have seen this time and time again when law-abiding gun owners step in to protect their family and their friends. And finally, learn from history. Banning guns doesn't work. Criminals still get their hands on guns, but law-abiding citizens have their rights violated. They are less safe, or they're forced to break the law themselves just by owning the gun that they already owned. If the left was interested in actually protecting our nation from gun violence, they would get on board with all of these suggestions, but they don't, because they're not truly interested in stemming gun violence. They're interested in violating your Second Amendment.
And that is absolutely the truth, folks. Our Second Amendment was written for a specific reason. And that reason was to protect the people, not the government, to protect the people. And it's to protect the people from the government. No wonder the government wants to take all your guns away. They don't want anyone going against them. From Texas comes this one. The Democrat lawmakers, and this is something that I have yet to see Republicans do, but the Democrats have done this a lot. Democrat lawmakers in Texas will walk out in a bid to deny Republicans the quorum they need to convene a special legislative session called by the governor as GOP lawmakers seek to pass an election overhaul bill. Now, with all the fraud that coming out from this last election. Arizona is now gone to Trump, but nothing in the mainstream media has been said about this. But before it was saying, they were saying that Biden won Arizona. Biden did not win Arizona. And it was proven with the audit that they did over this last month. And so, and it's official now that Biden did not win Arizona. So that just goes to show some more of what's really going on with our election process. Now, the GOP wants to pass legislation to make election overhaul something that needs to be done because there was so much fraud in this last election, but the Democrats don't want anything to do about this. They don't want to check it out. They don't want anybody checking it out. They want to stop the Republicans as much as they possibly can. And they're doing it every chance that they get. Several news outlets on Monday cited anonymous sources for a planned walkout, but it was confirmed by Texas Democratic Party Chair Gilberto Hinojosa on Monday in a statement when he said, quote, "Today, by breaking quorum to block Governor Greg Abbott's attacks on voters, Texas Democrats are making history." No, they're not. They're just acting like babies, period. They're acting like babies like they always do. He continued, quote, "After Abbott dragged lawmakers back to the Capitol for his suppression session, Democrats are fighting back with everything we've got," unquote. What if this had gone the other way? Would the Democrats be so gung-ho not to have any kind of something done to make sure that the elections were fair? If Biden had actually won and the Republicans came out and said that they wanted to, well, no, put it the other way. If Trump had actually won and the Democrats had found all of this evidence that there was fraud in the election, would the Democrats then be so gung-ho to stay away from this? They would want it in a heartbeat. They would want it right now. And nothing, and I'll say this again, nothing would stop them. They would get it. Because that's exactly what they'd want. They would get it. But because it goes the other way, because Biden cheated to get into the White House and it's being found out, they want nothing to do with it. They want Biden there. And because they want Biden there, they don't want the truth out. And they're going to fight it every inch of the way. And that's what they're doing. They're doing it in Texas now. And they're doing it by calling Governor Abbott and the GOP lawmakers who are trying to get this election overhaul bill pushed through. They're calling this suppression. They're calling it a suppression session. Several Democrat lawmakers in the House confirmed the walkout and stand united in our decision to break quorum and refuse to let the Republican-led legislature force through dangerous legislation that would trample on Texans' freedom to vote. Really? Is that what they're doing? It's just the same as when the Democrats went against voter ID. They are in the process of trying to push for voter ID. The Democrats are making fools of themselves by telling everybody that blacks are too stupid to get photo IDs. Minorities are too stupid to get photo IDs. I don't see why anybody would want to be a Democrat these days. Because if you don't go the direction of the Democrat elite in Washington, they're going to come after you. Doesn't matter if you give them all kinds of money and you support them in every way that you possibly can. If all you have to do is say one thing against them, and they'll come after you. which is why I keep saying I don't see why anybody wants to be a Democrat these days. It just, they just will go against everybody, including their own, just to get what they want. And they'll break laws, which they have done. They'll break laws. They'll go against the Constitution, which they've done. They'll go against the law of the land, which they've done. They've shut down voices that don't agree with them, which they've done. And yet, here we are with the fake president in the White House, the one who didn't win that election, and they're totally ignoring all the things that are happening right now. The media has not reported anything about Arizona, and this happened a couple weeks ago now. This happened a couple of weeks ago. And what are we seeing when it comes to Arizona? Biden won. That's what we're seeing. And all the people who are pushing that he didn't, they're being shut down. Why? Because it goes against the Democratic Party. It goes against them. They don't want anything to happen that will take their precious Biden out of the White House. Why? They know just as well as we do that Biden will not be able to go his full term. They know as well as we do that if Biden can't make it, then the communist below him, Kamala Harris, will be the president, which will be historic in the way that it will be that we'll have our first communist president. And I did an update this last week that talked about her whole life. Her father was a communist. People that were around her started organizations that followed the communists, that followed Che Guevara, all the communists, Lenin, and everyone else. But no one talks about that one. No one talks about it because it goes against what the Democrats want us to know. And as long as what is coming out goes against what the Democrats want to know, the media will not talk about it. And the only way you'll get stuff like that is if you read like the Epoch Times or Western Journal or Breitbart or go to Rumble and listen to Dan Bongino. Used to be able to say Rush Limbaugh, but can't do that anymore because sadly he passed away. And on that one, the Democrats were just giddy as heck about that. They wanted that to happen. Matter of fact, there was several times a bunch of them said, we wish Rush Limbaugh would just die and go away. And then once he did, they were thrilled to death. Now, I have a thing from Epoch Times. It's called America Rewritten, and it is about 46, 48 minutes long, and it is something that we as Americans have really got to be starting to watch, because the Democrats are pushing socialism on us. They are pushing communism on us. And the problem is since nobody's getting the correct news about what is going on, nobody's seeing it. I would wager that if I did a man on the street thing and went out and talked to people about Kamala Harris, and told them that she was a communist, not many people would even know about it. Not many people would even believe it because the media won't talk about it. But what we've got going here in America today is something that is really actually rather scary. And the problem comes in the fact that, you know, the Democrats for years and years and years, I mean, ever since I was born in 52, and even before that, the Democrats called us a democracy. Well, we're not. But that is, they've called us a democracy so much now that even Rush Limbaugh called us a democracy. Even Dan Bongino calls us a democracy. We are not. We're a constitutional republic. Totally different thing. Democracy is closer to socialism than most people would want to believe. And it's one of the reasons that I'm constantly talking about how we're not a democracy, because democracy essentially is mob rule. You get yourself a mob who says that, say, Trump needs to be assassinated, and you get one person who says that he shouldn't, then the mob rule is going to work because it's the majority, and that's democracy. The problem with that is with people's mentality that they have today, something like what I just said could really be pushed hard, because so many people believe in what the mob says. And this last summer was a great example of that, with the mobs all over our big cities, Minneapolis, Chicago, Portland, where the mobs of Black Lives Matter and Antifa were out protesting and rioting. I won't say protesting, because they weren't. They were rioting. And the Democrats, almost to a person, were saying they weren't rioting. That was peaceful protests. Yeah, right. They had a CNN correspondent in one newscast one night where he was talking about the peaceful protests that were happening in the city of Minneapolis, and behind him, buildings were burning, cars were burning. That's not a peaceful protest, folks. I don't care what you say, it's not a peaceful protest. And once it becomes violent like that, it's against the law. And why the police didn't do anything about it, well, I can't say that, because the police didn't do anything about it because everybody was against them. All of these people who were rioting in the streets were calling for defunding the police. They wanted the police out of there. And police are leaving. Police are leaving our big cities in droves now. And now Portland's mayor, a month or so ago, asked the federal government for help so he can reinstitute the police that he had defunded. Because things got violent. Really? They got violent? Who knew? It's just totally amazing to me that all of this idiocy that is going around today is going around, and nobody's saying, well, you guys are the ones that caused it. Oh, no, uh-uh. Democrats are now saying that it was the Republicans called for the defunding of the police. I dare anybody to find me a thing that says the Republicans wanted the police to be defunded. It was all Black Lives Matter. It was all Antifa. It was all the Democrats, Newsom, Grisham, Whitmer, Cuomo, all of them. Biden even mentioned it. Kamala Harris even mentioned it. But if you go to the other side of the aisle and listen, they're not calling for defunding of the police. They say, God bless the men in blue. You don't hear that from the left. But now the left is saying, no, it wasn't us who was doing that. Although it's recorded for their posterity all over the place from last year until now.
You are listening to NWCR Radio, where the truth rings free with the voice of reason in this very unreasonable world.
Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins. CNM is trying to find new shows for the weekdays that are open. We have three shows now on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The open days are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. If you have a show that you are looking to air on a network, CNM is looking for you. Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word, 2017@gmail.com. Send us a short MP3 giving us a sample of what you would sound like, day that you want to be on, the time that you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNM is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military, too. Come join us and get yourself on the air. Back, folks, and the call-in number is 646-478-5284. This one, we have been looking over the news, and I found this one. Arizona Attorney General seeks injunction to invalidate Biden administration's termination of the border wall construction. And I've been saying this all along now, the border wall, the termination of the border wall was actually illegal to do because it was already paid for. The supplies were already there. It was already made as a law by Congress. Congress had approved this, and then Biden just shut it down. And what we have on things like this is that what Biden did was he went against the wishes of the American people. But Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich filed a motion for a preliminary injunction while amending his previous lawsuit on Monday, seeking to void the Biden administration's decision to stop border wall construction and to substantially reinstate former President Donald Trump's Migrant Protection Protocols, or MPP, also known as the Remain in Mexico policy, which actually, folks, when that was going, it was working. And now we have ourselves a whole line of illegals who are coming into this country, and Biden don't want to stop them. Why? Because they are future voters for the Democrat Party. Make no mistake, that's exactly what this is. But there is no doubt that the Biden administration's immigration policies are causing a humanitarian, public safety, and environmental crisis at our border, Brnovich said in a statement. I will do everything I can to stop their destructive actions and protect Arizona. I really wish that we had a person in our government here in New Mexico that would do the same thing. But Queen Highness of horrible things, MLG, she just wants to keep this state locked down. Well, right now it's open. And she finally opened it up to 100%. But if you follow what she said, we still have to wear masks. We still have to stay 6 feet apart. Now, the things in our apartment complex that used to happen, we used to have the first Wednesday of every month, we had a coffee thing where we'd all get together and have coffee and donuts and things like that. Well, that hasn't happened in over a year. That's coming up this next Wednesday, which is really cool. But we also used to play bingo. And that one's being started up too. But if you want to play bingo, you are required to wear a mask, and you have to sit in, like, if you sit in a chair, nobody can sit within one or two chairs of you. There's still social distancing, and they're still being stupid. And that's what our governor has pushed on us. And she's done it successfully, which is dumb, because most, you know, even today, I watched some guy riding a bicycle, and it was like 98 degrees outside. He was riding a bicycle with a mask on. Nobody was around him. No one was even close to him. He was on the other side of the street from where I was, but he had a mask on. To me, and I've said this before, this is absolutely just downright stupid. Because people, when they're wearing a mask, they're not breathing oxygen. They're breathing back in their own CO2, which the body was not made to do that. And I guarantee you in 5 to 10 years, we're going to start seeing things happening with people's lungs and their respiratory systems because they wore masks all the time. And their body is, they're going to get sick. And they've already got things happening that they say are mysterious, and they can't figure out what's going on. I can tell you exactly what's going on. People are wearing masks. They're breathing in their own CO2. They're not breathing in oxygen like the body is made to do, and they're getting sick. They're shutting down their immune systems. They're getting sick from other things. This is going to happen, folks. It's going to happen. And until we start wising up and figuring out, hey, these masks don't really help, and they don't. This whole idea that if you wear a mask, you're going to protect yourself. Well, the weave of the mask, 99% of the masks that are out there are like handkerchiefs or cotton or something. But the weave in the fabric is like a chain link fence to a grain of sand. Some will get stopped, but most of it won't. Most of it will just go right on through, and you'll catch it anyway. And because you've been wearing your mask and you've been breathing in your own CO2, you're going to get sick faster than I will, because I didn't. One of the things that I was looking at from Epic TV from Epic Times on their thing called Crossroads from a guy named Joshua Phillips. He did a thing, and I talked about this on one of my updates this week, and the thing is called America Rewritten. What would the world lose if the U.S. Constitution was erased? And this was an exclusive. And they did a whole video on this. And in my second hour, I want to do this video. You know, so once the second hour comes up, it doesn't matter if people call in. I won't be taking phone calls in the second hour because there's not much that I can say. But this video, the audio part of it is going to be played. But it's, the Constitution of the United States established the American form of government and radically changed the ideas of where the rights of citizens originate. It's founded on the idea that the role of government is to protect God-given rights so that governments can't take those away from you. And mark my words, folks, if governments were allowed to take your God-given rights away from you, they'd do it. They would do it in a heartbeat because no one is supposed to be as much in charge as the government is. And no, not even God, according to them. Yet now the doctrine that constitutes America is under assault. Freedom of speech is being worn down through corporate government censorship. And we see that every day. Video that is still on Rumble, it's still on BitChute, it's still on Brightian, but when I put it onto YouTube, it was deleted. Almost within an hour, they deleted it. Why? Because I went against what they say about coronavirus. Now, I didn't go against it just to go against it. I used doctors. I used medical professionals that had been in the medical field for, I think the one I used was, had been in the field for 40 years. And because of that, and because this doctor went completely against what the Democrats are saying, they deleted my account, or they deleted my video off of YouTube. Now I've got, I think it's like 15 days that I cannot post anything on YouTube anymore. And then after that, I think I've got 30 days. And at one point in time, I had two strikes against me, and that got them within a week of each other. Well, it's been over 30 days since that happened, so I don't have any more strikes now until now. Now I've got one strike, and until this suspension is over, I cannot post to YouTube anymore, which doesn't really bother me anymore because YouTube is a liberal organization that will shut down one side, but it won't shut down the other. I mean, I have been shut down twice on YouTube. I've had about,
million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Conservative Nation Media is growing, and what better way to grow than to bring our own Uncle Bing Fisher back with his great show, American by Design. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and his love of America back to CNM with American by Design, Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time on conservativenationmedia.com.
So stay with Conservative Nation Media, working to get ourselves back to 7 days a week, where now we have the weekends filled, ending with one of the oldest shows on CNN, with Bing's mellow voice giving you the wisdom that America is craving today. That's American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. As the technology of drones constantly grows and things get easier and easier to do, the cameras on the drones available are better too. So much so that mapping and surveying is now done with drones. That is the one area that Eye in the Sky Drone Services comes into play. You need your roof scanned out for work to be done up there? Call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. You need land photographed from the air? You need to call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. We can even do weddings from a perspective not seen anywhere but in the movies, all in 4K and full color, unless you wish to do your videos in sepia tone or even black and white. We can even go into the oil field and take photos out there of oil rigs and pipelines too. That is Eye in the Sky Drone Services out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Email us at eyeinthesky@gmail.com or call us at 505-317-8741. Give us a call because we can do it all, because the sky is the limit.
Please don't do anything you will never live to regret.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henner's A Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico in CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
Why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol. Six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of the South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Root Butte not only holds mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://amazon.com/dp/1500284491. That's https://www.amazon.com/dp/1500284491. It is also available in both digital and book form. That's Night Owls, Matt Joseph Mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it today.
Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
All through a standing in line, the clubs will never get. The bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
What you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got a new man and a big black gym in the bedroom.
Yeah.